Since it began nearly 4 years ago, the off-campus shuttle has been taking Ramapo students to local businesses and malls. I'm Sydney Olivas, WRPR News. Because a large percentage of the Ramapo community either commutes or has their own transportation, many students do not use the off-campus shuttle. But for the students who do rely on it, the ride can be an interesting journey. I spoke with Susan Carroza, Director of Business Affairs for Residence Life, to get advice on what students should do to have a good shuttle experience.
Well, I've actually never taken the shuttle. But I think what you have to do is make sure you're there at the bus stop on time over in the visitor circle and have one of my little orange brochures with you so you know exactly where it's going to go. And ask the driver. I hear she's a very nice lady. Anybody has a question, they can email me. They can email shuttle at Ramapo. They can call me. And just let me know.
Further advice and suggestions came from students themselves, like Joshua Valentine, a senior communications major.
I think that the shuttle schedule should be changed. I think that they should, they should do the normal loop on the weekends as well as during the week. And I also noticed that a lot of people who don't ride the shuttle obviously don't have cars, so maybe extending the hours would be nice.
The shuttle seems to serve its purpose for those who ride it. However, senior theater major Cantrell Russell has a few tips for Ramapo's administration on what he feels could be done to improve the service.
If the shuttle's not going to show up, we should know some type of way. They shouldn't just not show up and we have to go around calling coach. They give us a runaround, say, oh, I don't know if it's running or not or she's running late.
When asked to describe the shuttle service, Russell stated,
I can sum them up as being very inconvenient and unreliable. The advice I would give to someone who's never taken a shuttle before is honestly to ask someone about the shuttle and also have a shuttle schedule at all times, get the shuttle driver's phone number, and if she's not there, just call back, call her. For the administration, I mean, I just want them to know that some people don't have cars in this campus, some people don't live in the state, some people live in other states, like far away, and it should be fixed.
A lack of communication between the college and the shuttle drivers may be to blame for the unhappy riders. Contracted by Coach USA, the Ramapo College off-campus shuttle service has been conducting business as usual for Ramapo students. I'm Sydney Olivas, WRPR News.